I mean, music is just as powerful of a psychotherapeutic agent as a pill is, really. Sometimes, not all the time.
When the Illinois-based singer-songwriter William Fitzsimmons talks about the therapeutic properties of music, he knows what he's saying. He was a mental health professional for years, and you can hear that in his songs. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. When an artist is frequently compared to the likes of Elliott Smith, Iron and Wine, and Sufjan Stevens, you don't expect upbeat pop. But even alongside those guys, William Fitzsimmons' songs can often seem surprisingly raw, dark, and emotional, and deal with some really tough subjects. William Fitzsimmons grew up in Pennsylvania, the child of two blind parents who devoted a lot of time to music. But he didn't begin his career as a musician until he worked as a therapist for several years, recording the collection of songs that would become his debut at home during a break from getting his master's in counseling. So the confessional nature of the music makes sense, and so does the way that William thinks about how music makes people feel. The Alternate Side's Eleanor Kagan talked with William in Studio A, and she asked him about that.
You know, I think some people, in order to feel balanced and happy, they have to be kind of miserable sometimes, you know? That's an exaggeration. But, you know, some people, if they don't feel very intense, dark emotions every once in a while, they don't feel quite right. You know, they feel like there's sort of a veil that they're living under. And I think I'm one of those people. And, you know, so I need to make sure that I'm experiencing sort of the whole gamut of emotions in order to feel like I'm me and like I can function regularly and you know, but other people, they think that music like this is just absolutely depressing and pointless, and I honestly, I respect that, because I don't think it is for everyone, and if I wanted to make music for everyone, I certainly wouldn't be, you know, writing about divorce and well, it's pretty much just about divorce.
Zoom between your heart, the chair where I've been sleeping, the place that we called home. Someday watch you leaving. Turn between today and the last time that I saw you. Pictures in my brain.
Listening through your last full-length record, The Sparrow and the Crow, I feel like I know you. Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, there's definitely a... It ranges between a familiarity and an over familiarity with people, but that's, you know, that's the nature of this type of music. You're opening yourself up to people. But yeah, it feels weird. You know, people come up and they you know, they say you by your first name and start talking to you as if it's how they know you. But I think that's kind of the wonderful thing about it too, that you're you know, that you make a connection with someone that you've never even met before. And that's pretty special too. It's a little creepy sometimes, but it's more special than creepy.
Walk back home from this disaster. Saw your ghost under the plaster. Hearts in throne, broken to pieces. Lost my way, gave up my treasure, hid my heart, lost you forever. It's flesh in you, they won't know we're father. I can't come.
William Fitzsimmons, live with Just Not Each Other and if you would come back home. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Hear more from William Fitzsimmons and other artists at WFUV.org.